We are reading in Shamati, page 272, Shamati 115, still vegetative, animate, and speaking. We'll remind you that you can ask questions on Kab TV, and chosen questions will be asked throughout the lesson. The matter of still vegetative, animate, and speaking, Shamati 115. Still is something that does not have an authority of its own. Rather, it is under the authority of its landlord and must satisfy every wish and desire of its landlord. Hence, when the Creator created creation for His glory, as it is written, "Everyone that is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory," it means that the Creator created creation for His own needs. The nature of the landlord is imprinted in the creatures, meaning all the creatures cannot work for another but for themselves. Vegetative is that which already has its own authority to some extent. It can already do something that is contrary to the opinion of the landlord. That means that it can already do things not for itself, but to bestow. This is already the opposite of what exists in the will of the landlord, which he had imprinted in the lower ones to work only with the will to receive for themselves.
Meaning, whoever is in domem de kedusha, they're still vegetative, animate, like in our world. This is the will to receive, which is in action according to the forcing. If it has the force of the inanimate, it maintains its structure. And the extent that force is in it, in the form of the steel, it doesn't let any strange forces to break into its borders and break. And then there are stronger materials, not as strong, more resistance, not as resistance. So that depends on the will to receive in it, which is in the form of the steel. Some materials are very difficult, very hard, and they don't let anything or anyone else break into its borders, and some are soft. And also there's a question, who is more resistant eventually towards the external influence, like rubber? The more you can get into it, let's say in a wheel, then it doesn't change that much, meaning it absorbs the external influence. However, if the wheels were from rocks or from iron, it would have been broken much sooner. So it's not according to how hard it is that we examine the physical hardening. We examine the hardening which doesn't let anything break into its border, rather according to the inner hardness, how much it is resistance towards inner changes. Even in our case, in our world, we see the difference between that rubber and an iron, metal. And the external changes, well, he can take them upon himself, but the inner changes, this is something else. The vegetative. So the will to receive in it is bigger and stronger than the steel. Why? Because it is capable. I'm still talking about our world. Let's say plants. It is capable to be resistance against an external influence, to sort it and to use the positive things and what he receives in addition. He sorts it out from the external influence. He absorbs what's good for it and rejects what's bad for it. So there is a work of scrutinization here, which is very complicated, very sophisticated, because for that he has to know his own structure. Why does he exist for and how? What is for his own benefit or not? Plants do it instinctively. And from here you can understand what should be in the spiritual vegetative. Animates. It already begins to choose an environment. And therefore it has the possibility of moving. In order to multiply, it has to connect to a spouse, to give birth, which is truly the action of the Creator, like a new creation. In spirituality, it is truly so. Until he doesn't acquire the force of Bina, one cannot give birth. To receive all kind of forms while it is alive. Meaning, he knows himself and the forms of the little one of himself, and he is greater. Meaning, he sees his life from one side to another, the animate, because he gives birth, he educates, his procreation. I'm talking about animals. So they already have this instinctive program inside to know life in a very limited way, mandatory way, but this is already a preparation. It moves from one place to another. It feels where it feels good or bad. It sorts out the environment. Plants, well, they hardly have an influence over the environment. They protect themselves from an evil environment and they open themselves to a certain degree for a good environment, environmental conditions. However, the animate, they choose the environment and then they change the environment. They move around inside the environment. They make room for themselves to live in, to multiply. So there's a herd here, meaning a certain feeling of the other, or as someone who wants to hunt someone, then it is included with him, it knows him, it understands him. And herds, meaning groups, which are like tribes. There's a whole order there. Who and what? What belongs to whom? Who's above whom or below someone else? Very profound things, but they exist instinctively with animals. However, in the still vegetative and animate, if we calculate how it should be in our case, then it is all above the will to receive, above the restriction. Then we should only understand how much a person should know this new world. The still degree, it's going through all the Tarach, 620 desires of it, in the still degree. Meaning it is ready to be resistance under any influence of its ego to maintain itself under the Masach, a restriction over his whole 620 desires in order to receive. So So this is what the steel is. The vegetative, which is higher, meaning it uses its will to receive in klipot, meaning it begins to correct. And he sorts out from his own klipot through the light that reforms what is good for it, what is bad for it. It observes, rejects, opens up himself and closes himself down. All that is in order to bestow. But he is still like the collective. Meaning there is no individual personal scrutinization yet. It doesn't give birth by himself. Well, plants, they do procreate, they do give birth, but usually not by themselves. It needs a further scrutinization. The animate, with its will to receive, it is capable of roaming in the world of the Creator. Hardly with no limitation. Let's see what he's writing. Beautiful words.
So we're going to start with vegetative again. Vegetative is that which already has its own authority to some extent. It can already do something that is contrary to the opinion.
Contrary to the host, meaning against his will to receive.
That is contrary to the opinion of the landlord. This means that it can already do things not to itself, but to bestow. This is already the opposite of what exists in the will of the landlord, which he had imprinted in the lower ones, to work only with the will to receive for themselves. Yet as we can see in corporeal flora, even though they are mobile and expanded width and length, still all the plants have a single property. In other words, there is not a single plant that can go against the method of all the plants. Rather, they must adhere to the rules of the flora and are incapable of doing anything against the mind of their contemporaries. Thus, they have no life of their own, but are part of the life of all flora. This means that all the plants have a single form of life for all the plants. All the plants are like a single creature, and the individual plants are specific organs of that animal. Similarly, in spirituality, there are people who have already acquired the force to overcome their will to receive to some degree, but are confined to the environment. They cannot do the opposite of the environment they live in, yet they do the opposite of their will to receive wants. This means that they already work with the will to bestow.
Meaning, what does it mean that plants don't exceed the general desire, rather they all change together? It means that a person can be above his individual egoistic desire, but still he cannot bend or change the environment, meaning to swallow up the environment and to correct it inside of him. This is something he can't do yet, and this is called the vegetative degree. Personally, he can, but the environment, not yet. Okay? So, let's continue then.
Animate. We see that each animal has its own characteristic. They are not confined to the environment, but each of them has its own sensation and characteristic. They can certainly operate against the will of the landlord, meaning they can work and bestow, and are also not confined to the environment. Rather, they have their own lives, and their vitality does not depend on their friend's life. yet they cannot feel more than their own being. In other words, they have no sensation of the other and naturally cannot care for the other.
This is incorporeality. Let's go on.
Speaking, has virtues. One, it acts against the will of the landlord. Two, it is not confined to its contemporaries, like the vegetative, meaning it is independent from the society. Three, it also feels the others, and hence can care for them and compliment them by feeling and regretting with the public and being able to rejoice in the solace of the public and by the ability to receive from the past and from the future. Animals, however, feel only the present and only their own being.
Meaning, accordingly, he is included from the environment, from the world, and becomes the righteous of the foundation, Yesod of the world. Why did you choose that article? You don't know. Okay, so questions then. You probably wanted to scrutinize something.
Boris from Berlin is asking, if I as a creature am working against the will of the Creator, then how can I justify his actions?
The will of the Creator, the first will of the Creator, well, he created the will to receive, isn't it so? That's it, okay. So that is the desire of this host inside the creature. Now, besides of that will to receive being inside the creature, besides, later on, comes another force which obligates you to perform corrections. If you won't have two forces, you will be like the still vegetative or animate. The speaking degree, the human degree, is by giving another force to resemble yourself to the Creator. So you have two opposite forces in you. One that comes your way directly from the Creator, from nature, and the other one that comes as the point in the heart, through which you can change. You can make new forms on yourself. So how can it be that you will be independent and not through two forces? Okay? I don't know. Go ahead and ask.
Scott from England is asking, what does it mean that the Creator created the creation for his own benefit? What, the Creator has his own needs?
For his glory, it means that he will bring him to his own degree. That means for his glory.
Noah from Tivon is asking, to attain the degrees of still vegetative and animate in spirituality, do I need to fill them first in corporeality? Is this a condition for spiritual advancement or development?
Yes, and it's not because they need that. Rather, it is because this is a sign that you truly want to feel them. Like we're saying that in necessity you have to reach a state where throughout the whole world no one will lack anything of his necessity, and then to work on spirituality. If there is no flower, there is no Torah.
Asaf from Cholon and Scott from England are asking the same question. What is it to receive from the past and the future in spirituality?
All in all the situations should connect into one. There is no past, present, and future, because past, present, and future are revealed to us only from our uncorrected kelim. That there are still surroundings and internal lights, there are still kelim which I have corrected or not corrected, so accordingly I have the feeling of past, present, and future. But if I have reached the end of correction, then all the differences disappear, and then I don't have degrees, worlds, or time. Yes?
Victor from St. Petersburg is asking, How do we examine the state that is for yourself? How do I check that I'm in the intention for myself? What does it mean?
I don't know which level he's asking at, therefore I find it hard to give him an answer. I don't know how to answer him. How do I examine if it's an intention for myself? Well, the best examination even in such a simple kind of way, corporal kind of way, can I wish the same thing for my enemy or for someone who loves me? To the person I love the most or I hate, or to the person I hate the most? The closest to me or the furthest away from me, so that there won't be any difference between them? Including myself, of course. The question itself is not enough in order for me to give an answer.
Kiel from Malkiel, from Michael, sorry, from Goa, is asking, all the degrees, all the levels of yearning are in me, still vegetative and animate are in me. In order to advance, I need to find them by myself and to work in a certain way, or to try and find the desire of the upper and to adhere to it.
All the patterns of perceptions are in me, all the people, the whole world, everything is in me. I depicted them, I stabilized them, and this is whom I work with. This whole theater is in me. What I have to do is to reach a state where I see all those states in me. And if I do the right work on them, then the reality really does change. Yes?
Yaakov from Rishon LeZion is asking, how do I check myself in relation to still vegetative and animate? And from Zichron, they're asking, how do these states reflect in the group?
Again?
How do I check myself in relation to still vegetative, animate, and speaking? And how do these states reflect themselves in the group?
This is my whole work in the group, to reach a state where I am still of sanctity, meaning I receive nothing for my own sake. And the vegetative, animate, and speaking is when I begin to integrate with them and to influence them. When I begin to integrate in the group and to influence or bestow upon them, that is called vegetative. When I already begin to work with them in a way that I draw them and I work with them personally, that is called the animate. And in the form of the speaking is when I really become, I feel that I become. Well, this is how each and every one of us should feel. That I really become, I really do all the work for them instead of the Creator. I can do that to such an extent. I observe them into me to such an extent. My will to receive is already there. Yes, Leo.
What is it that he is not enslaved to the environment?
Not enslaved to the environment. In corporality, we understand nothing that happens in the world influences his intentions. He's been through different conditions, situations, that the Creator had brought his way, and he overcame all of them. And he positioned himself in such a way that his first restriction is now working. That means that he is not enslaved to the environment. He is integrated, included with the whole environment from all their desires, and they influence him only in such a way that he is prepared to enslave himself in order to correct them and bring them to adhesion with the Creator. Meaning he is included with the egoistic desire of everyone, of the whole world. And when he is included with them in such a way, he's working with them. He is prepared to receive the kelim of everyone and to turn them in order to bestow in his intention. He instills his intention on everyone. That means that he is not enslaved. Yes? The system is in, influences him in a way.
He takes the system. If he's enslaved, it's not that they're not bestowing to him or influencing him. He's receiving all these bestowals, all these influences. He's absorbing them. He receives them within. He does on them screens and intentions. Not just enslaved, that's just doing restriction. And also, in what way is he not enslaved? To the degree of his desire to receive, in how much he is open towards others. There are many degrees here. There's many levels here. This is a very variable matter. Either he is as an animate in the world of Yetzirah, or maybe as a vegetative in the world of Briah. What's better? Explain to me. You understand? So there's very different things here that I can't talk about. A vegetative, but in the world of Briah, it's higher. Whereas animate from Yetzirah, animate, independent, moving. Yes?
I'm trying to ask from a different angle. If he's not enslaved to the environment, then what is he free from, if I can ask it this way?
Is free to process the whole environment in his ability to bestow to the Creator. He can present all his external vessels to in order to bestow. Yes.
Rob, if it's okay.
In short, please.
Regarding, I wanted to ask about the election because I didn't hear you speak about it after the results came.
רציתי לשאול לגבי הבחירות כי לא שמעתי מה יש לך להגיד על זה אחרי שיש את התוצאות.
מה יש להגיד? אני אמרתי לכולם ש...
I told everyone that, as usual, in every action in our world, there are two ways from each action, no more. And usually not, no less. Only we don't understand, or we do understand. According to, there were these two positions, Obama and Romney. I said that Romney, according to the signs, appears to me that he can advance the world towards correction in a shorter and better way. Like Rabash gives us an explanation in the article of Short Way and a Long Way. And I said my opinion to everyone. Also, now I think that way. I explained that it's not because he's for Israel or against Israel, or from what other signs, but because he is for the state of Israel, a strong state of Israel existing. He is enabling us to do from here the correction of the world, that the correction of the world cannot exist from that United States or from some other place in the world, but only from here. And therefore, towards the correction of the world, he was definitely operating with support. Although, Obama, nevertheless, has little different plans. I'm not entering politics, I'm not going to detail them, but we're going to feel. And they will feel it also in return, because they're going against the plan of creation. They will feel strong blows. It's just beginning. But we too will feel it. And this is the other path. This is the other way. What can we say about it? In my eyes, it's very natural. If, as long as we didn't reach the final correction, the end of correction, every time we ask, and actually ask for the good things, every time we receive the ego, the desire to receive, conditions that are more difficult. This is called, come to Pharaoh because I burdened his heart. After every blow, after every action, the Jews are complaining that they want to escape and they want to do something. What does the Creator do? I will make another action. What? Now you won't have straw. Do the bricks on your own. Now you won't have this. Do this and that, and so forth. I mean, this is natural. That this is how it happened. And it will also happen maybe several other more times, because we didn't reach the whole recognition of evil in order to escape from that Egypt and to draw behind us all those that need to exit. We're in the opening towards the final redemption for everyone, not just of ours. Therefore, it's natural that Obama succeeded. It's necessary for us to ask for Romney, and it's necessary for us to ask onwards also for there to be revealed as many as possible flaws in the whole approach, in this whole approach. Well,
was it not predetermined by the Creator beforehand who was going to win? And
זה לא נקבע מראש על ידי הבורא מי ינצח?
That's not important to me. Even if they would have announced to me who would win, I must choose what I see that is closer to its correction. We don't have a game here. I know in advance or don't know in advance. I have a game within me, what I choose. That's it. And the choice is, once again, not because he's Jews or Israel or because he's Mormons or evangelists or what. And this is white and black and this or that. Nothing at all. But only because with him we are in conditions that are more conducive towards correction. They're closer towards carrying out the correction and the unity of ours in order to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah towards from Israel. That's it. That he supports this more than Obama does, and then it enables us to do the correction. That's all. There's no other calculation. I don't care all of their politics and all their observers or anything else. I'm talking about the internal observation for, to each and every one.
So, yes. So you said the good angel and the bad angel. So it's the bad angel was chosen. What does that mean now for Israel and the world? Because you said very frightful things that were going to happen if Obama won.
אז מבחינת העולם, מה שיקרה לנו עכשיו, אמרת שיקרו דברים מאוד מפחידים בעולם. אז מה זה אומר עכשיו מבחינתנו שנבחר המלאך הרע ולא המלאך הטוב?
First of all, the fact that it'll be bad for the world, we've been talking about this for a long time. It's not that we're trying to scare. On the contrary, we want to say that it's worthwhile to awaken and do something. We talked about the crisis 7-8 how many years ago, even though the whole world didn't want to recognize this. 2 years ago, we talked about the fact that the crisis is not over, because they're already yelling that it's shouting that it was over, that it's implemented itself, it realized itself. Now they're saying, oh, maybe it's going to be another 2 years. Those are speaking about it being another 10 years. You understand? Until the foolishness of these wise guys will pass, time will take, it'll take time. I relate very lightly to the fact that Obama won, because it's clear that this is still, we're not yet in a state that is, so we must still have these pressures. We need to be kept. We need to be preserved. Us and the nation of Israel and in Israel and the American Jews need to feel, and I hope that they do feel at last, what they need to feel in order for them to associate themselves with the correction. They're feeling themselves, first of all, Americans, then Jews, and in the end, maybe a little bit belonging to Israel. And that's not good. It's not good. Not because of nationalism or nationality, but because of the correction of the world. Only because of that. There's nothing that has to do with nationalism. And therefore, they will receive blows. How can it otherwise be? In order to exit the exile, you need to see all the forms of exile from the redemption. It can be in the way of recognition, through study, through understanding, but they don't want to hear. So it'll be a little bit of a problem for them. And for the whole world. But let's hope that we will be able to sweeten these things and hasten them, because we're not happy from all of this. We need to understand that all in all, the ball is in our hands. We must play this whole game, because we are the keepers of the method. And we must do the work. As much as you're thinking about Obama, Romney, Jews, Americans, all in all, the whole world, first of all, examine whether we are doing everything that is possible. That's it. Well, yes.
Okay, I didn't get what you've been saying about the last few months about Obama and Romney. It's hard for me to accept what you're saying. You're talking about the internality, I'm talking about the externality.
You didn't observe it in externality.
I didn't get it either way. I'll tell you why. I don't. Okay, if you're already talking about it, be with his motive. He's an entirely capitalist.
No, I'm not going to go into politics.
I'm not talking about politics. There are two ways, capitalism and socialism.
It's not important to me.
But why? Obama is a socialist.
You're talking to a wall now. I don't hear these things.
Why don't you listen?
Because it's, I don't know, socialism, capitalism, I don't recognize.
But these are two ways.
No. These are not methods. It's how to see himself and how to
who elected him?
From everyone. Those fools who he fooled chose him, and the other fools chose the other.
But everyone are stupid. It doesn't matter.
It's the same thing like they vote in the union. You don't know what it's elections. Give me a few billions and you'll see how they'll choose me.
I'm asking you about internality. How can you tell me internally that Obama is worse and Romney is better? Where did you come to such a conclusion? That's my question.
I explained this many times, that the approach of Obama is not to support Israel. Now, it could be that from all aspects he's correct. And really, if now he'll come here and explain it to us, you will disconnect yourself from your attitude, from your relations or your attitude. You'll say he's correct. He is correct. What can you do? Yeah, on his behalf, he's correct. Even not for his behalf, in general. But I am talking from the side of correction of the world, which he doesn't so much know or understand in this. On the side of the correction of the world, the nation of Israel in the land of Israel must exist and strengthen and become a nation. A nation, like Baal HaSulam explains to us, like before the destruction. This is called a nation. After that, we're not even a nation. And we must reach this degree, and from this, to correct the world, like he explained to us in the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar. That's it. According to what we need, what needs to exist now in the world, according to the plan of creation, and compared to the plan of Obama, these two programs don't work together so much, and therefore I was against him being the one who defines things. Meaning he defines, the Creator defines things. The hand of the of ministers and kings are in the Creator, or with the Creator. But through him it'll be like the evil angel, and not through the from a good angel. And Romney would be the opposite. What do they think? They think that there needs to be a nation of Israel in the land of Israel until the Messiah will come, and then the Messiah will be in the world, and so forth. They have their method. But hey, and I don't care about his method, even though I know it. But it's not important. It's important to me that he wants for the nation of Israel to be in Israel. It's not important for what goal. But this enables correction, and therefore only for this. What is capitalistic and socialist? What do I care about that? This is so distant from what we're talking about. Now, that's on one hand. That's why I said to everyone that I am for Romney. Now, the fact that they didn't choose him, it's natural. Also, because we are not yet in the time of correction, truly in true connection. We're not in the revelation of evil. And we're lacking too. So certainly we need some hastening thing to hasten to reveal the evil. And now we're going to receive it. There will be a mess. A lot of a mess. Lots of mess all around the world. The United States, Europe, China, and here. There'll be a lot of things going on. It's not just in America they chose capitalism or socialism. No. The world will receive now a new degree of hastening in a sharp, harsh approach. That's it. But once again, I'm saying, I want to talk anything about how he relates, how Bibi talks, or him, or something, or all sorts of things. It completely doesn't matter to me. The main thing is the approach towards the existence of the nation of Israel in Israel for the sake of correction. Even the hymn, Romney is talking about that we need to be here in order to correct. Yes, he's an evangelist. You didn't learn about that in the Israeli Union? Well, learn about it. It's worthwhile for you. There are supporters in the United States. Yes. Now let the American ask. What does he want according to that?
No.
Well,
I'm trying to understand this in relation to an old Milvado. From the very beginning, I can't put it together because I never heard you speak like this before.
אני מנסה להבין את זה מהגישה של אין עוד מלבדו, כי זה לא מתחבר לכל העסק הזה ביחד.
טוב, אז זה שלא מתחבר אצלו, אנחנו בינתיים.
The fact that it doesn't connect with him, we'll stop for this, we'll continue with the lesson. Ask yourself later. But anyway, there's nothing we can do. Jews always learn from blows and difficult, hard blows. A little bit something, it doesn't influence them. Yes, Moti.
We're coming closer to a very important event, Unity in Jerusalem, that will warm up our hearts. And we're expecting many new people. How do we convey such an optimistic message to them, to the whole world?
We need to have a very similar optimistic message. If we're uniting, we're becoming the point of connection between this world and the spiritual world. That's it. We don't need anything else. It's like the point, like in glass, that you can, through the glass, to concentrate the rays of the sun, that you can actually start a fire. So we need that concentrating point within in the glass, where all the light from above will influence through us, bestow through us, and will light up the world. That's us. That's on us. And not Obama, and not Romney, and not Bibi, and not anyone. The world is a lump of nothing, and we need to be between this and the Creator. Meaning, we need to be including of two. Creator on one hand, and the rest of the world on the other side. And to be in the middle between them, the improver, the purifier, the connector, the concerned one.
As you said, we're in the midst of the recognition of evil. We're already inside that storm. Is it in our hands to stop it, to acknowledge it, and to stop it?
It is in our hands. I just said it. There's only one important thing. The connection between us and the world, and the connection between us and the Creator. We must do this. Well, to attract, to correct ourselves in order to attract the whole world, in order to give contentment to the Creator, so He will be revealed to the whole world, like we explained in the article of Arvut, that He wants it for the whole world, and this is our goal, and this is what we need to carry out. Therefore, to concentrate inside our work, this is, first of all, 99% we need to be in our concentration of the world of Bnei Baruch, and 1% for dissemination. This is the period in which we need to be more concentrated in us. Well, I'm very optimistic. We'll succeed. The fact that things are happening more sharp, more clear, these are scrutinies, these are discernments, actually for the good. And?
A unity event in Binyanei Uma in Jerusalem, friends, viewers, dear groups, before the holiday of Hanukkah, we're all gathering for an exciting event before Hanukkah. Let's watch a clip about the event before Hanukkah.
נס גדול עומד.
A great miracle is about to happen.
כולנו יחד.
We're all together, ignite the light. We'll rejoice, we'll dance, we'll listen. We'll act. will connect. A unity event in Bnei Neuma, Jerusalem, Tuesday, December 4th, 6 p.m. We are lighting the light together. Details and registration, 1-700-5929 or kab.coil.